That Cute Radioactive Couple, a post-apocalyptic comedy by Charles Battersby. Projection on the upstage wall. A cartoon image of a spokesman in a futuristic jumpsuit peeking out of the doorway to an underground bunker. Beneath him is the slogan, Apocalypticorp. We told you so.
Russia, China, Pakistan. Which one of America's enemies will develop nuclear weapons next? North Korea? Iran? Mexico? Everyone is worried about what will happen next, but some people know that they'll be safe no matter what happens. People who own Apocalypticorp Personal Survival Shelters. Apocalypticorp is America's most trusted provider of survival shelters and bunkers. We have plans that fit any family's needs, whether it's the deluxe family complex for the whole clan or a single-room bachelor bunker for one. Apocalypticorp will build, deliver, and install a radiation-proof habitat that will keep you and your loved ones alive through any disaster. Be the envy of your neighborhood with an above-ground missile mansion. Or have a secret bomb shelter concealed beneath your backyard. You won't need to keep up with the Joneses when they're dead, and and your family is safely nestled within your Apocalypticorp hideout. Apocalypticorp. We told you so.
In the darkness, we hear a heavy set of heavy, rusty gears turning and the sound of an enormous door opening. Enter a man and a woman holding flashlights and carrying backpacks. They are Ray and Jane. Ray carries a complicated survivalist flashlight with a built-in compass and other gadgets. Jane carries a sturdy, old-fashioned flashlight. Ray has a military-style backpack, while Jane carries a very large pink shoulder bag. The stage is too dark for the audience to see exactly where they are.
See, honey? I told you so. We'll be perfectly comfortable down here.
It looks like a crypt. Are there lights? Electricity?
There's a switch. Somewhere.
He fumbles with the wall, unfamiliar with the layout of the room. There's a hum of electricity as he flips a powerful circuit breaker. The lights come up on a one-room subterranean fallout shelter. This is an Apocalypticorp bachelor bunker, a combination of the inside of a mobile home and a bank vault. A tiny room with the minimum amount of furniture needed for one man to endure a 6-week wait as surface radiation subsides. There are shelves filled with boxes that bear the Apocalypticorp logo. A large video monitor is built into the upstage wall, with a computer console mounted beneath it. A doorway is on the left wall.
It's wired into the city's power grid, but there's backup power.
There's no stove or refrigerator. We need more food.
No, there's a bunch of vacuum-sealed stuff in here.
Oh my God.
We should just get the door sealed right now.
He exits, and we hear the sound of heavy doors being pulled shut and a hiss of airtight seals locking. Ray re-enters.
And you never told me about this because...
I didn't want you to think I was crazy.
Just because you dug a secret serial killer cave in your backyard?
Well, the secret cave I used to kill hobos is under the front yard.
Oh, so that's what that smell is.
And I didn't build this myself. There's this company that ships the whole thing to you. Before my father died, he had a pit dug for a pool, but...
You had a big hole in the yard and an inheritance.
So it's not that crazy.
While everybody else was buying saving bonds and paying off their credit cards, you invested in a lead-lined bomb shelter in case China decides to nuke Nevada.
Who's crazy now?
That is so comforting.
You won't be so smug when the radioactive mutants are clawing at the door.
We should just go back upstairs and see what's happening on TV.
No, there's a computer down here with an internet connection.
He goes to the Apocalypticorp computer console on the wall, but is uncertain about how to operate it.
I heard enough anyway. Stand by for a message from the Speaker of the House. That means the President and Vice President are dead.
It's probably just Washington. They're not gonna bomb the middle of Nevada.
If they do, we won't have time to run from the House to here. Let's just stay in here and wait it out.
He finally locates the right button and the computer lights up. The Apocalypticorp spokesman appears on the massive screen. His image is blurry and grainy, like an old film strip recorded years ago.
Greetings from Apocalypticorp. Welcome to your bachelor bunker. If you're listening to this recording, it means you might be involved in a nuclear emergency situation. If you're experiencing an emergency, press the red button now. If you're just exploring the bachelor bunker, press the green button now.
Jane spots a large red button on the console and pushes it.
Oh no! You're having a nuclear emergency. Please remain calm. You are safe inside your Apocalypticorp brand bachelor bunker. The radiation cannot find you inside your bachelor bunker.
Okay, can we fast forward through this?
Ray searches the console, then hits a button and the monitor turns off abruptly.
I watched this right after I had it installed. He was going to explain that we have 6 weeks of supplies, that there's a Geiger counter on the surface, so we'll know when it's safe to come out.
And what happens after 6 weeks?
The fallout loses its radioactivity after a few weeks. Then I guess the government comes and saves us?
Okay, I'm gonna go get some more food.
Yeah, they're probably not gonna nuke Las Vegas anyway.
Unless they wanted to take out the Hoover Dam.
Or one of the airports.
We hear a tremendous explosion and the earth shaking. The lights begin to flicker. Ray and Jane clutch each other.
You couldn't have built a more romantic room for us to die in?
When they find us, we'll be that cute dead couple.
The lights suddenly go out. After a moment, the rumbling fades out. The stage is dark and silent for a few seconds. Then the computer screen on the upstage wall flickers to life, revealing the Apocalypticorp spokesman.
It seems that your ruggedized backup power supply has been activated. You may have just experienced an electromagnetic pulse. Our engineers at Apocalypticorp have anticipated our customers' every need and have installed the EMP Buddy. The EMP Buddy is a self-contained rechargeable power system to provide your bachelor bunker with all the volts and hertz you'll need while waiting for that pesky radiation to go away. You can recharge the power cells with the Apocalypticorp Pedal Pal. It not only keeps you charged up, it also provides a good source of exercise during your underground vacation. And a wholesome alternative to other forms of exertion. Apocalypticorp. We told you so.
The screen goes dark. On the rest of the stage, the lights slowly come up to half strength, revealing Jane pedaling a stationary bicycle with a small dynamo built into it. This is the Pedal Pal. After a few seconds, she gets off the Pedal Pal, exhausted, and crosses to Ray, who is fiddling with cables under the computer monitor.
It's your turn.
Wait, I almost got the Geiger counter set up.
It's your turn.
Ray reluctantly gets on the Pedal Pal and begins pedaling. Jane grabs the electric cables under the computer and begins connecting them. Lights continue to get brighter and brighter during the scene.
It's the big cable and square hole on the back.
Yeah, I can figure it out. The purple thing goes in the other purple thing.
She plugs a large purple cable under the console. We hear the sound of a Geiger counter being bombarded by radiation. The monitor shows a retrofuturistic meter with the needle all the way to the right. Ray stops pedaling. Jane looks at the meter on the console.
It says, surface radiation, lethal exposure 60 minutes. It'll take hours to walk to the next town.
The radiation levels are supposed to go down really quickly.
So if we wait long enough, instead of a lethal dose in an hour, we'll only die after a day out there?
No, actually, that's not the way radiation poisoning works. Once you reach a lethal exposure level, you'll slowly die over a couple of days.
Oh, well, I feel much better knowing that. Did the fine people at Apocalypticorp build a suicide machine into this place? You ordered a suicide machine?
It's a multi-purpose device.
God.
Ray gets off the bike and opens a panel on the wall, then takes out a huge gun. He holds it with a mixture of pride and shame. Suddenly, the Apocalypticorp spokesman appears on the monitor.
You've accessed one of the optional features of your bachelor bunker. Oh, no! Did you discover that the surface world is an uninhabitable hellscape? Would you rather die here in the comfort of your bachelor bunker than wander the barren land, slowly dying from radiation poisoning? You might have brought personal firearms with you into your bachelor bunker. But those rifle barrels are too long for you to reach the trigger. And those small caliber pistols just don't have the firepower to get the job done. And that can just add to your troubles. If you want a one-way ticket out of the apocalypse, you need the Apocalypticorp Big Shot. The Big Shot is the only firearm designed specifically to help you take control of your future and put an end to your problems once and for all. The most common causes of failed suicide attempts are insufficient muzzle velocity and improper barrel placement. The Big Shot ensures that the barrel is always in the correct spot, and its 50 caliber hollow point cartridge has a muzzle velocity of over 1,600 feet per second. That's twice the velocity of the leading brands of ammunition. The Big Shot fits inside any mouth, and the ergonomic design ensures that the last thing you ever feel is the comfort of our patented easy squeeze trigger system.
The monitor shuts off automatically. Jane looks at Ray sternly.
I figured it could also be used for, you know, killing radioactive mutants and stuff.
Okay.
Jane takes the gun gently and puts it back into the compartment in the wall.
Let's just put that away until the mutants show up. I haven't gone insane from boredom. Yet.
We just have to stay here for a few weeks. The radioactivity will go down enough for help to come.
Or for us to go somewhere else.
You want to have a snack? We have a crate of Apocalypticorp edible airtight supplies.
Ray suddenly grabs one of the boxes on a shelf. He dumps out a pile of silver foil bags with the acronym EATS printed on them.
Or we could have the sandwiches I made while you were running around looking for the flashlight batteries.
She takes some sandwiches out of her bag, and the two sit there on the floor of the bunker, eating.
That's my wife. You know, this could be the last slice of Swiss cheese in the whole world.
Shut up and eat.
Ray begins rummaging through the supplies in his backpack. He takes a thick book out and sets it next to him.
Is that the Apocalypticorp Survival Guide?
No, I just grabbed one of those big classics that I was supposed to read in college, but never did.
Oh, well, that'll keep me from going mad with boredom.
Well, now that I'm sealed in a vault for 3 weeks, I'll finally read...
He looks at the cover of the book.
Atlas Shrugged. If it's the last thing I ever do.
Wait. Wait a minute.
Ray opens to the first page of the book and reads aloud with exaggerated mystery.
Who is John Galt?
3 weeks?
Honey, if you keep interrupting me, I will never find out who John Galt is.
I thought that you said that we had 6 weeks of supplies.
Oh, there are 6 weeks of supplies for one person, Bachelor Bunker.
3 weeks.
It'll be okay. If you die first, it's okay if I eat you, right?
Jane throws a sandwich at him.
Oh, come on, baby. You know I'd let you eat my corpse.
Oh, I'm not eating anything of yours for a long time.
Oh, show me some cannibal love, honey.
Ray pounces on her playfully.
Where's that shotgun?
Lights fade as they lie down behind a box of supplies. In the darkness, we hear the Geiger counter ticking a little bit slower than in the first scene. The lights come back up. Time has passed. Jane is sitting stage left, flicking playing cards into a baseball hat. Ray is sitting stage right, facing her, reading his copy of Atlas Shrugged. He's about 100 pages into the thick book. When all of Jane's cards have been thrown at the hat, she asks,
"Find out who John Galt is yet?"
Ray doesn't look up. He slowly flips a page and reads the first line of the new page, then looks disappointed.
Nope.
Want to get lucky?
Ray quickly tosses the book aside and passionately jumps on top of her. Lights fade. There's a pause. Lights come up again, and more time has passed. Ray is asleep on the floor, shirtless, and Jane is gone. Ray is awakened by the sound of the outer door closing. Jane enters slowly and silently, with dust on her clothes.
Were you outside? Take off your jacket!
It's okay, I was only up there for a few seconds.
You've got fallout on you, it's radioactive.
It doesn't matter.
Yes, it does, every second counts. Take off your shoes, too.
Jane slowly takes off her jacket and shoes. Ray carefully grabs them with two fingers and holds them at arm's length.
The whole town's gone.
Ray frantically takes the clothes and tosses them out the door.
It's like all the houses burned down, then a tornado hit, and the dust.
The fallout.
It looked like snow.
Ray opens a large first aid kit that is built into the wall and begins digging through the supplies.
There are these pills you're supposed to take if you've been exposed to the fallout. They'll keep you from getting thyroid cancer.
Oh, Well, golly, I'd sure hate to die from thyroid cancer someday.
Iodine, something...
Ought to start watching my cholesterol, too. I should quit drinking. That stuff's bad for your liver, you know.
Here it is.
Ray pushes a button and a packet of pills pops out of a dispenser. The monitor on the wall lights up and the Apocalypticorp spokesman appears.
Oops. Looks like you've got radiation poisoning. Don't you hate it when you get that nausea, hair loss, and buildup of radioactive particles in your thyroid gland? It's uncomfortable and embarrassing. You need Apocalypticorp iodine. Omite! Iodine Omite has the electrolytes you'll be craving shortly, and every serving has 2 scoops of iodine 131. 4 out of 5 doctors recommend iodine 131 for patients with radiation poisoning, and the 5th doctor died of thyroid cancer. Apocalypticorp, we told you so.
The monitor fades out. Ray offers Jane the packet of pills. She takes it, but doesn't open it. Lights down. We hear the Geiger counter ticking at half the rate of the first scene. Lights come back up. Ray and Jane are standing near the computer. Jane is holding down one of the buttons. The room is messier and they are disheveled. More time has passed.
You've reached our automated distress signal. Jane.
And Ray.
Can't come to the phone right now.
Because we're holed up in a fallout shelter just south of Las Vegas on I-15.
If you can hear this message, send help.
Because
we're
running
out
of
supplies.
Beep. Beep.
Your personalized emergency distress signal has been recorded. If you'd like to save this outgoing message, press the green button now. If you'd like to erase this message and record a new one...
They look at each other and shrug. Jane hits the green button.
Your personalized emergency distress signal has been saved. Rescue teams within broadcast distance will be alerted to your situation. Please enjoy the rest of your stay in your Apocalypticorp brand bachelor bunker.
Ray silently crosses to the pedal pal and begins pedaling while reading his book. He's most of the way through the 1,000-page book now. Jane sits down on the opposite side of the room and starts throwing cards at the hat. She has become an expert at this, landing nearly every card in the hat from halfway across the room.
Find out who John Galt is yet?
You can read it for yourself and find out.
I can't concentrate.
If you get started now, you'll reach the end before the food runs out.
Jane gets up and pushes a button on the console. The Geiger counter appears. The needle is about halfway up the dial. We hear it ticking at half speed from the first scene.
It's taken 2 weeks for the radiation to drop to half what it was before.
So that's 2 hours out there and then a lethal dose of radiation?
The closest town is Good Springs. That's what, 15 miles away?
More like 20.
The roads are all torn up. It'll take hours to run there. You know, all that pedaling burns calories.
We can't huddle in the dark like animals.
We only have a week of food left.
Plenty of time for me to finish this book. Then we can eat it.
Okay. There's that strip mall out on the highway.
It would take half a day to run there and back, and it's probably been looted and burned.
And starving to death here won't be much better.
I thought you wanted to die in my arms.
I still do. But not here.
Stay. If I die first, you can eat my corpse. That'll keep you alive long enough to reach at least chapter 20. There's a sexy pirate, and unicorns, and...
This isn't my place. I don't want to die down here.
If it takes you more than 2 hours to find shelter, just come back.
I'll find a nice place for when it happens.
I want to be with you when...
Jane suddenly jumps up and grabs her bag.
Okay, don't use the pedal thing. It wastes food. If you can make it last 3 weeks, the radiation will be low enough that you might make it past Good Springs if there's nothing there.
Okay, take the big shot. You will want it more than I will.
When you've eaten the last of the food, head along the interstate. I'll leave notes along the way. If there are supplies, I'll leave them on the road for you.
I love you.
If Good Springs is gone, I'll try for that little casino town on the border.
She starts towards the door, but stops at the computer console and pushes a button.
Recording your automated distress signal now.
This is Jane's automated distress signal. There's a bunker south of Las Vegas, just outside of Sloan on I-15. There's one survivor inside, and he has 2 weeks of supplies left. I'm heading southwest of the bunker towards the town of Good Springs. Maybe I didn't get hit as hard, and I'll leave signs along the way if I can. I love you too.
She exits without looking at Ray.
Your personalized emergency distress signal has been recorded.
We hear the door opening and closing.
If you'd like to save this outgoing message, press the green button now. If you'd like to erase this message and record another, press the red button now.
Ray has crossed to the console and presses the green button. He sits, stage center. Takes out the book, places it, and the big shot on his lap during the following.
Your personalized emergency distress signal has been saved. Rescue teams within broadcast distance will be alerted to your situation. Please enjoy the rest of your stay in your Apocalypticorp brand bachelor bunker.
Lights fade. Rain and Jay's story is continued this summer in a full-length production in New York City and on your computer in That Cute Radioactive Couple, an upcoming mod for Fallout New Vegas.